River Street Reckoning. Why certainty is the enemy of greatness. A train whistles in the distance. Slow jazz meets faint harmonica, fading into the pulse of a 1930s pool hall. Doors hiss open. They say some places get louder with time, but River Street? She's the kind that holds her breath and waits for the right men to return. I was 10 years old when I first handed out a pool cue in a wool vest. It was 1931 and Moose Jaw cold. Didn't know what I was doing, except this. Something big was always about to happen. The smoke curled like prophecy. The floorboards groaned like they remembered every secret ever whispered over a shot of bootlegged rye. River Street. No streetlight ever burned long here, not because of the wind, but because the men here liked their shadows. At the end of the block, lit in the orange hum of a swinging bulb, sat Art Service's pool hall, my great-grandfather. Kept peace with a cigar and a pistol he never had to pull. Everyone in town knew. Art didn't start trouble, but he ended it, poetically. Inside, tobacco smoke curled like ghosts overhead. Whiskey spilled slow, cards slapped. And behind the pool tables, deals deeper than eight ball. And tonight, the greats had gathered. Not just old-timers, not just gangsters. No, this was a different kind of syndicate. I walked in, cue in hand, and saw a table surrounded by minds that made the future. Tim Ferriss leaned back, notebook in one hand, espresso in the other. Ray Dalio sat opposite, flipping through a small black book marked Principles. Jordan Peterson stood like a professor who'd wandered into a poker match, eyes sharp, elbows tucked. And over near the bar, mumbling something about rockets and Mars, was Elon. Always half in, half out of this universe. And in the far booth, quiet, deliberate, sat Kenneth Stanley, co-author of Why Greatness Cannot Be Planned, eyes scanning like sonar. And presiding over all of it, Art Service, no tie, no nonsense, just presence. Act 1, the cue of control. Art tapped the chalk on the rail and said, Art Service? Most men think they need a map to get rich, but boys, the best games are played without knowing where the last ball will land. Tim Ferriss, smirking. That's what I keep telling people. You don't need goals, you need experiments, mini retirements, fear setting. If you can't tolerate uncertainty, you'll never taste freedom. Elon, half listening. Certainty's for cowards. Everything worth building lives on the other side of an impossible. Mars didn't come with instructions. Dustin, narration. They weren't talking about pool. They were talking about us, men 30 to 49, stuck between proving ourselves and remembering who the hell we are, because here's the silent epidemic no one's putting on billboards. Quiet burnout. Dreams deferred under mortgage weight. Marriages more like mergers. And a deep ache for meaning beyond the highlight reel. Jordan Peterson, you don't cure that ache by running faster, you cure it by carrying something voluntarily. Responsibility, beauty, truth. You put your house in order, then you help others do the same. Act 2, the danger of design. Ray Dalio, raising an eyebrow. You know what kills most empires? Not chaos, certainty. People think the future will behave like the past. They forget the cycle always turns. Kenneth Stanley. And that's why most people miss greatness. They plan it to death. They optimize too soon. But real breakthroughs come from novelty, from detours. He gestured toward me. Kenneth Stanley. Think about this kid. He's handing out cues, not even realizing he's watching the rules of innovation unfold in real time. Uncertainty is his teacher. Dustin. Narration. I didn't know what to say, so I just nodded. Because in that moment, I saw it clearly. Most men are trying to spreadsheet their way to freedom. But the real path? It's more jazz than classical. It's riff, adapt, test, discard. Act 3, River Street Resurrection, Art Service, lighting a cigar. You boys talk pretty, but let me tell you something. During Prohibition, we didn't have strategy decks. We had guts. We had grit. And we had rules, unspoken but understood. He pointed at the old chalkboard behind the bar. Art. Rule 1. You respect the silence. Rule 2. You pay attention. Rule 3. You protect what matters, even when no one's watching. Jordan, quietly. Sounds like the start of a nation. Dustin, or the rebuilding of one. Dustin, narration. So here's the question for you, listener. What life are you overplanning right now? What part of your future are you trying to predict instead of participate in? What game could you start playing imperfect, messy, full of wonder, if you let go of needing to know where every ball lands? I don't have the whole answer, but I know where it starts. In places like River Street, in rooms filled with tension and tobacco and truth, in the quiet corners of your own ambition, where maps dissolve and music begins. You don't need certainty. You need courage. You don't need control. You need to chalk the cue, take the shot, and learn from the angle. And if you're looking for a sign, well, this is it. Closing act, art service. Come back anytime, son, but next time bring someone who's forgotten how to play. Dustin, narration. If this stirred something in you, share it with a man who's forgotten that his life isn't a blueprint. It's a break shot. Next time we might be at a lighthouse or a train depot, or who knows, maybe that underground speakeasy in Lisbon. Wherever we go, the message is the same. You were born to build. Just don't forget to live.